If I listen to another note by Pastor A.B., prepare your hearts and will never remain the same again. God bless you, Jonas.
James 1, verse 22. Let's read it together. One, two, go. But be ye doers of the word, and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Praise God. Did you listen to what you just read?
Yes.
Read it again. Verse 22, one to go. But be ye doers of the word, and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves. Is that common sense? Yes. If you heard God's word, but you did not do the word, you deceived yourself, and I'm going to add, you wasted your time. Right? Because the reason why you hear things is so you can respond. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Right? If someone came to meet me and started telling me about Manchester United and Chelsea, are we together?
Yes,
I will not respond. At the end of the day, the person has done what? Wasted his time. Now, the word of God tells you, that means God knows. He knows those that come to church and hear the word, but they don't do it. Alright? He says, don't just hear the word, do it. Also what? Deceiving yourself. Now let's read verse 23. I'll read, look into your Bible. He says, for if any be a hearer of the word and not a doer, he is like unto a man beholding his natural face in a glass. 24. For he beholdeth himself and goeth his way, and straightway forgetteth what manner of man he was. Look at this. He says, if you hear God's word and you don't do it, he says you are like a man looking at himself in the mirror. Alright? So while the word of God is being preached to you, while you're hearing God's word, for example, you don't fall sick. Praise God. All things are working together for your good. It's not just nice things. He says when you hear those things, that is the natural you. The word of God is a mirror. Praise God. And so when you look at the word, when he says all things are working together for your good, you don't pray about it. He shows you what is happening. Praise God. Have you ever seen cameras, security cameras? And this is because when you go to supermarket, you see security cameras. Praise God. Alright? Now if you are banks, now they have a monitor. Okay? In the monitor, they check the food coming from the camera. Okay? So they see it live. When they check their screen, they are seeing what is happening live. Praise God. They are not seeing what would happen. Okay? They are not seeing what happened. They're getting live feed of what is happening. So that stuff, the screen, is like a mirror. Praise God. Showing them the whole of the bank. Now, the word of God is a mirror. He's showing you who you are right now. He didn't say all things one day will work together for your good. He says right now, they are what? Working together for your good. So if I check the mirror, and I say, wow, spiritually, everything is working together for my good. What should I do? I should respond. I say, from today, I now know this. Praise God. Are we together? I don't pray about it if I check the mirror and I realize that I have two eyes. I don't say, oh God, please give me two eyes. That's wrong prayer. I say, oh, I now know I have two eyes. Praise God. So when I check the mirror, alright, and I say, like, hey, okay, let's look at something. First Peter. That was where we stopped. We stopped last week. First Peter 2 verse 24. So the word of God is a mirror. Now remember we talked about this last week. Right? The word is a mirror. You look at the word and then you respond. Praise God. Whatever the word of God tells you, you don't argue with the mirror. Right? You don't. Do you argue with physical mirrors? No. Right? You don't. When you check yourself in the mirror, you don't complain, this mirror is deceiving me. Is that what happens?
No.
You don't say, this mirror is just kidding me, I'm not this fine. Is that what happens?
No.
No, when you look at the mirror, you see that you're really nice. You say, wow. Praise God. And we learned last week that God's expectation, how God says you should use the mirror, when you use the mirror, say something. Right? We learned that last week. You look at the mirror and say, wow, I'm a success. He says, he has said so that we may boldly say. So when you see what God has said in the mirror through his word, you respond, praise God. So you don't argue with the mirror. Whatever the mirror tells you is. Are we together?
Yes, Pastor.
Is. So you accept it. 1 Peter 2, verse 24. Are you there? Yeah, let me just say this. You have some folks, I said it last week, but it bears repeating, they are still waiting for people to tell them you're so beautiful. So they're still crying. Why are you crying? All my life, nobody ever told me I'm fine. Ha! And nobody will tell you. Praise God, right? Until you learn to do what? Tell yourself. Right?
Yeah.
So it says, everybody has told me I'm a failure. Well, they don't matter. What matters is what you say about yourself. Right? So you say I'm a success. Right. No, look at the mirror and say, what a successful man I am. Praise God.
Amen.
You know, you hide yourself in God's word. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Yeah. Alright. 2 verse 24. I read it. He says, who his own self bear our sins in his own body on the tree. Who's he talking about?
Jesus.
Jesus bare our sins in his own body on the tree. Alright? And last week we said that he used tree because the cross was made of wood from the tree. Praise God. Alright? So it's not confusion. It says, we, his own self, bare our sins in his own body on the tree. That we, being dead to sins. So that's where we stopped last week. This is a mirror. Hey, this is a mirror. If I check the mirror, are we together? If I check the mirror, and let's say I have 7 people behind me, okay? And then someone brought the mirror, and I check the mirror, and they are all dead. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
What should happen? I should turn around and say, oh, they died. Are we together? Now, the word of God tells us that when you check the mirror of God's word, you're dead to sins. So what should be your response? I've died to sins. Right? Sin no longer moves me. You have some folks that are struggling with sins for so long. The question is, when will it finally stop? Will it ever stop? Do you think it will ever stop? Yes. That's why God sent Jesus. Praise God. You see, that's why the mirror, the word of God shows you the spiritual you, the real you. So when you check God's mirror, you see, really, sin should not move you because you're dead to sin. Are we together? So when I see that, I say, oh! So, why have I been having issues with sin all along? Oh, I'm dead to sin. So I respond, praise God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Right? I'm dead to sin. I don't lie anymore. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
I don't gossip. That becomes your life. Are we together?
Yes,
now when you look at God's mirror, and you see what God has said, you don't go and listen to your neighbor's words. You speak with God's mirror. Praise God. Alright? So when I look at God's mirror and it says you're dead to sin, I don't listen to someone says we must all sin. Who would you believe? God or that person? God. Are we together? God knows you more than you know yourself. Do you know?
Yes.
He can say, me, I know myself. I'm a very bad person. I try, but I'm really bad. You know what? God knows you more than you know yourself. As a Christian, he says you're dead to sin. That means the truth is, even if you think I have this habit, once gossip comes, before I think, I've already said two. Alright? Even if you think that is who you are, the word of God is showing you the real you. The real you actually does not gossip. In fact, that's why you're uncomfortable with it. Because it's not you. Praise God. So what should be your response? One thing I say, you know what? I've stopped. No more gossiping. Praise God. Right? And because of what you've seen in the mirror, you take actions. So that means you don't go and visit that friend that makes you to gossip. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Verse 24. He said, who his own self bear our sins in his own body on the tree, that we, being dead to sins, should live unto what? Righteousness. Second thing in the mirror. Now your life is for righteousness. Are you seeing it? Your life is for righteousness. Not for sin. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Not for the wrong things, but for righteousness. That is God's mirror to you. That's what God thinks about you. Are we together?
Yes.
And you know what righteousness is? Righteousness is not just right standing with God. That is important. Okay? But then there are the effects of righteousness. Do you know what Righteousness means right, us-ness. Okay?
Yes,
so the root word is what? Right. So if you're righteous, you're always what?
Right.
Right. Everything you do is what? Right. You know, righteousness is not a Christian word. Okay? It's English. But, you know, Christians have taken it. Praise God. So when I say righteousness, when I say I'm righteous, firstly, to God, I'm right. I don't need changes. I'm right with God. Then, in my life, everything that concerns me goes right. Are you seeing it? My business decisions, they are right. My choices in life, they are right. Why? Because I'm righteous. Because I'm righteous, I'll make up the right choices. But let's say I made the right choices. Doesn't mean I'm righteous. So he tells you something. He says, now you live unto what? Righteousness. So God expects that everything about you is what? Right. Praise God. You see God's definition of you. He says you're dead to sin. You are alive to righteousness. God did not say your life is up and down. 1 minute sin, 1 minute righteousness. What else he said? A dead man cannot come alive again. So if you're dead to sin, he's not expecting to ever be alive to sin anymore. Praise God. So God, even the people that say, you know, 1 minute my Christianity is high, the next minute it is low. Praise God. Alright? To God, God is not the real you. What he's saying about you is that what? You're dead to sin. That means sin is what? God. And then you're alive to righteousness. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
That means you can do the right things. That means you can consistently think the right thoughts. Are we together?
Yes.
Yeah. You can consistently say the right things. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
God.
Yeah. Go to Romans 6. Romans 6. Verse 11. Are you there?
Yes.
All right. I'll read it. He says, likewise, reckon ye also yourselves to be what? Dead indeed unto sin. You know what that means? He's saying from now on begin to consider yourself dead to sin. Is that what you just said? Yes. He says, look at it. He says, likewise, reckon ye also yourselves to be what? Dead indeed unto sin. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
But alive unto God through Jesus Christ our Lord. I like this. Now, First Peter says, you're dead to sin and you live unto righteousness. And that is wonderful. Now, Romans 6 verse 11, he says, you're dead to sin. But begin to see yourself that you're alive to God. You don't need to be alive to God. If your phone is dead, praise God.
Hallelujah.
I don't mean the way it looks. I mean the battery is dead. If I try to call you, will I go through?
No.
I need the battery to be alive. So there will be what? Connection. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Right? So we can communicate. The battery must be alive every time. So I can call you any time. And we can what? Communicate. Now he says that you're dead to sin. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
But you're alive to God. So what does that mean? It means God can what? Communicate with you. He can talk to you. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Right? Sin cannot communicate. It's like the battery that is dead. Are we together?
Yeah.
No. You know, you have to see things from God's perspective. So you live the way he wants you to live. Alright? He's saying, look, you're dead to sin. Sin can't communicate with you. Your battery concerning sin is what? Dead. But you are alive to God. That means God can get your attention. Are you seeing it? That means God can communicate with you. So he says, I'm alive to you. When I check the mirror, and I see, he says that, reckon you also yourselves to be dead indeed unto sin, but alive unto God through Jesus Christ our Lord. I respond. I begin to say, wow, at any given second, God can talk to me. Then I begin to say, you know, I hear God's voice clearly. Are you seeing it now? There is no prayer, special prayer to hear God's voice. No, he says, I'm alive to him. Praise God. So I can actually hear God talk to me. Are we together?
Yes, Pastor.
The mirror. He's showing you the mirror. He's showing you that you don't need someone to hear God for you. You can hear God yourself. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
You see that? You can. So when I tell you, I'm no longer saying, praise God.
Hallelujah.
One of the few things that happened when I first started getting serious with Christianity was, I got a book. The book, How to Hear from God. Alright?
Yes,
and the book caught my attention. Okay? In fact, I remember. One thing the president of my fellowship said then, when I was in school, that got me interested in things of God, was he said something like, God speaking to you. Okay? And I remember when I was sitting down in the chapel that day, and I was like, so God can talk to me. I think I've heard that before, but it didn't, you know, see the way it was that day. So coincidentally, one lady came to our hostel to sell books, Christian books. So she brought out one book, How to Hear from God. I was so interested in that book, right? You know, I thought once I read the book, immediately, praise God.
Hallelujah.
I mean, you know, like God talks to Samuel, he starts talking to me like that, okay? Now, the rest of the book was remarkable. After the first chapter, I left the book. I thought it was not for me. You know why? He said, for you to continue reading this book, you must have finished reading the New Testament, praise God, at least once. And reading the Old Testament is a plus. I thought, what is he saying? Does he know how big the New Testament is? Alright? I thought there was no way I'd be able to read the New Testament, so I kept the book and I never read it. See, I think to another level, a friend of mine took it. Praise God. But you know, he was right. Because he heard from God, alright, by getting familiar with his voice. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Does that make sense? For example, there are some of you were going somewhere, alright, and God spoke to you. But you thought it was your mind. Okay? And so you did something else. And it was a mess. And so you'd be like, and something told me. That thing is the Holy Spirit. Okay? He's not a thing. He talked to you. Okay? So the thing is, he actually talked to you, but you could not say, hey, this is God talking to me. So how do you differentiate his voice? Because he talks to you. Or how do you differentiate his voice? If, for example, I've never met Mr. John before, alright? And I've never met Mr. Chisholm before. If they were coming to church and they were talking, you know I wouldn't know who's coming. You know, right? I wouldn't know who's coming. Why? Because I'm not used to their voice. They're so near that I might have heard their voice just once. If you were coming, I wouldn't know who's coming. Right? Because I'm not used to your voice. But someone like Sister Chichi, praise God. If I heard her voice, if I'm here and she was talking to me, I will know she's coming. Why? Because I'm used to her voice. Now, how do I get used to God's voice? Because he speaks to me. The Bible says, I'm alive to him, praise God. How? Simple. Start reading the things that he has said. Right? How do I get used to her voice? I hear the things that she say. Praise God. Right? And so, you keep reading God's word. God's word is spiritual. When you read God's word, and then the word of God becomes pinion in your spirit. When God talks, you know, oh, this is God. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
This is God. When a voice comes from outside, you know, hey, this is the devil. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
For example, you know there are some things God cannot say because you've studied his word. He cannot say, while you're looking in the mirror, let's say physical mirror, you're looking at yourself. And then God can never say, you have failed. I got into this word and you failed me. That now, how do I know if I hear something like that, it's not God? Because I studied his word, I heard his voice, I listen to what he can say, praise God, and he can never say that. So if I study the mirror and then he says, my child, I got into the world and you disappointed me, what should I do? Ouch. Why? Because it's never too late with God. God can never say you have disappointed him. You know what that means? If God said you have disappointed him, you have finished. Because it means there is no opportunity for change. Praise God. So that can never be God. Now look at this. Romans 6 verse 11 again. He says, likewise, reckon ye also yourselves to be dead indeed unto sin, but alive unto God through Jesus Christ our Lord. So now you begin to say, you know, I hear God's voice. Praise God. You want to make a decision. You say, you know what, give me time to pray. God will talk to me. Confidence. Are we together?
Yes,
you don't say, you know, if I pray and God says something, okay. No. You say, give me time. God will talk to me. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
God.
Right? Confidence. Respond to God's word. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
All right. Go back to that first Peter. Hey. You see, so how you study God's word would have to change. You study the word, it tells you, the Lord maintains your lot. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
That is the mirror. Right? In the mirror, God maintains your lot. That is you. But I will see you. That is your reality. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. All right. 1 Peter 2. Verse 24. Who is himself bare our sins in his own body on the tree, that we being dead to sins should live unto what? Righteousness. By whose stripes ye were what? Healed. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise
God. Is this wonderful?
Yeah.
He says, by whose stripes ye were what?
Healed.
That's a mirror. So by his stripes I was healed. Look into your Bible. Let's do this together. 24. He says, who is his own self bare our sins in his own body on the tree, that we being dead to sin should live unto righteousness, by whose stripes ye were healed. So the Lord God is showing me something. Alright? He says, by whose stripes ye were healed. This is me, he's talking to me. So when I look at that, I say, oh, by his stripes I was healed. Not I'm healed. Praise God. Yes. If I was healed. Now, you know it says by whose stripes. Well, you have to be a good student of God's word. Right? Are we together?
Yes,
listen to me. Don't miss this. It says, by whose stripes ye were healed. Stripes. That means beating. When did they beat Jesus? Was it after he had died or before he died?
Before he died.
That means the beating happened before he died. Alright? Before he resurrected. Praise God. When he resurrected, there was no beating. Now the Bible tells us that by those stripes, you were healed. So when I get born again, he's starting me on what? Health. Are you seeing it? On health. This is the finish line. Jesus got to this line. He said it is finished. Praise God. Before he got to this line, he was beaten. The Bible says, by those stripes, I was healed. I don't need healing anymore. I walk in what? Health. Praise God. So this is the mirror. He's showing me. Hey, and the reason why you have a mirror is to correct some things you might think. Right? If you thought you had just one ear, when you check the mirror, you correct that thought. So if you thought, hey, in my family we all fall sick, you correct the thought. Because as a Christian, by his stripes, you were what? Healed. So when I look at it, I say, oh, I didn't know. I didn't know. Now I live in hell. Why? Because I was healed. Now listen. Let me show you something. Go to James. James. James 1 verse 14. Quickly. James 1 verse 14. Are you there?
Yes, Pastor.
Are you there?
Yes, Pastor.
Can I just say it for me? Okay. Verse 14. Let's read it together. I want you to look at what he's saying. Because this is remarkable. Verse 14. 1 to go. But every man is tempted when he is drawn away of his own lust and enticed. Is that true? Do you understand what he just said? He said, every man is tempted when he is drawn away of his own lust and enticed. For example, if I was fasting, okay, and you brought me cold coke that is sweating, praise God.
Hallelujah.
All right? Is that a temptation?
Yes.
What is a temptation? Because I want the coke. Alright? I'm thirsty. So my lust, because when people think lust only deals with fornication, no, it means desires. Alright? My desire at that point is the coke. So when you bring the coke, you are tempting me. Praise God. Okay? Now if I was fasting, okay, and hungry, and you came and you said, don't give the dictionary to me. And you say, I'm going with the dictionary, you know. I'm going, you know, so you're already hissing for me. I'm going, you know. Is that a temptation?
No.
Why? Because I don't need your dictionary. Alright? I don't want it. So that's what he's saying. He says, when every man is tempted, when he is drawn away of his own what? Lost. So when you want something, and someone brings it to you, and you are drawn away, because you're what? Tempted. Praise God. Okay, so you got that, right? Verse 14. He says, but every man is tempted when he's drawn away of his own lust and what? Enticed. Verse 15. But when lust hath conceived, it bringeth forth sin. And sin, when it is finished, bringeth forth death. What I want you to notice is that lust is not sin.
Are you saying?
Yes, Pastor.
Because you have desires. It's not sin. When you act on those desires, you have sinned. Are we together? Is that common sense? Yes. If a policeman stopped me on the road, all right, and he's harassing me, and I feel like punching him, my hand is already full. I want to punch him. Have I punched him?
No.
Will I go to jail?
Very fast.
He can't. No, I've not punched him. He can't arrest me. Praise God. He can't say, I feel like the next week you have punched me, so I'm arresting you. Can you do that? No, because I've not done it. Praise God. I've not committed an offense. Praise God. If I was driving and I said, I'm going to beat the red light, no red light can stop me today. Praise God. Alright? And I was driving really fast and then I got to the red light and then I stopped. But you know, I want to press. Have I tried the red light? No. It's a desire, but I've not done it. And because I've not done it, nobody can arrest me. Praise God. Nobody can say I did something wrong. Because it's still what? A desire. So it says, lost. When it's conceived, that means I've given birth. That means I folded my hands. And finally, I've given birth. I was punching it down. Then I've done something wrong. And then he said, see. Look at it. See. When it is finished, bring forth what? Death. When you have sinned, finished, you will die. Praise God. Hallelujah. Now, why am I saying this? He said, by whose stripes ye were healed. Alright? If lust is not sin, then because you feel symptoms, doesn't mean you're sick. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Because symptoms are just what they are. Symptoms. Feelings. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Because I felt something, alright, doesn't mean I am that thing. Because I felt pain in my head, doesn't mean I'm sick. Like, let me give an example. At times some people eat strange food. Alright? They eat beans, then they eat corn, then they drink malt, then they eat boiled egg. Praise God. Alright? No, when I was in school, I remember a friend of mine, alright, a young man was telling me that they eat a bono with beans. Praise God. Hallelujah. Strange food. Okay. Now, after you finish that delicacy, your stomach might start doing something. Okay. Doesn't mean you're sick. No. You know what your stomach is doing? It's trying to get the nonsense you just ate out of it. Praise God. So your stomach is responding to the nonsense. But that doesn't mean you're sick. But you know what? If you take that to mean you're sick, guess what? The people that have gone to hospital because of that thing and they did not come out. Meanwhile, nothing was wrong with them. Absolutely nothing. I told you something about God's word. Praise God. And listen to this, so important. Do you know that there are people that got the wrong diagnosis, alright, and died because of that diagnosis? You know that?
Yeah.
I remember I was watching NTA. I think I've shared this with you before. NTA, when I was young then, alright, just watching NTA, not very young, since secondary school. I'm talking about how the wrong diagnosis affect people. And one lady, I don't forget, she was saying how that she went to a hospital and the doctor checked her and said they need to remove her ovaries because she had a problem. Okay, and they're already preparing for the surgery. Then a family member said, let's check another hospital. When they checked the other hospital, all they gave her was antibiotics and the issue she was having was gone. Think about that. But here you have someone's life that was going to be ruined because of something that was not true. Now you also have situations where you have people that did not have cancer, but were told they had cancer. And they started living their lives like they had cancer. Are we together? They started checking the things that they ate. They wrote their will. They started telling everybody, you know, I'm about to die. And you know what? They actually died of cancer. How can something that is wrong affect your life? Because when you have cancer, he started feeling the pains. Are we together? He started seeing the symptoms. What he heard began to affect him. Oh boy. That's what God says. That by whose stripes ye were healed. Now if I can look at the negative and say, when people take negative information, it affects their life. Even though it is not true. What does that tell you about the Christian that died? Even though the doctor said they actually had a disease, but God said it was not true. It means they died for nothing. Are you getting this thing? Are you getting it? Listen, this is the summary of what I just said. If a doctor lied to you, it could affect you. Praise God. Alright? So even if what he said was a lie, alright, you could start losing hair. Praise God. People that have cancer, alright? You could start shedding weight. Even though what he said was a lie, you will die because of that lie. The Bible says, let God be true, but every man a liar. That means even when the doctor this time is saying he did not lie, he had all the results, praise God. And based on that result, you actually have this disease. Let God be true. And every other man was a liar. Do you know what? If you refuse to live according to that disease because of what you've seen in God's word, it's not going to affect you. It's not. The guy did not go to the doctor. I see so many stories. The guy thought he had just cough and he was okay. Alright? Coughing, but okay. Went to the doctor saying HIV. Now he cannot eat anymore. Praise God. Now he's losing weight. Praise God. Listen. The fact that now they're none of this stuff. Alright? People lived well. You know what I mean, right? Now if I say give me your phone, say no. Get the technology for your life. But if you lived well, you know why? No spread of bad information. So even if the guy had cancer, okay, he did not know, he did not care, send him to a good age and then passed on. Praise God. And nobody knew about it. He never said he had a problem. Praise God. And these people would live their lives in pains, but they never talk about it. And they will not die from that pain, do you know? Do you know? So you have a pain, alright, that you are getting used to, will not die from that pain. The person who has the pain, and if you get used to it, and start talking about it, and go to the hospital about it, and cause somebody pray about you, you know what's going to happen to that person, don't you? They might amputate the hand. Why? Because of the way he reacted. Now the Bible is telling us something, says, by whose stripes, ye were what? Healed. That's your mirror. So act according. That means to God, that lump does not exist. It doesn't. So some people are still feeling, live your life the way you're living it. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Live your life that way. Remember something, and people always forget. You own your body. Right? You own your, why would your body, think about it. Why would your body that you own kill you? Why? Have you thought about it before? Why? If you are not your body, then why would something that affects your body kill you? Why? Praise God. No need. So you know what? Take God's meal. You were healed. And live accordingly. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Live accordingly. If by mistake the doctor tells you you need to do a surgery for your appendix, say, doctor, I'm complete in Christ. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Everything about me is what? Complete. And perfect. And whole. And I'm okay. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Right? Let God be true. Every man a liar. Stick with God. Alright? Stick with him. Okay. You got that?
Yes, Pastor.
Yeah. Let's go higher. 2 Corinthians. So what a mirror. You see that mirror just showed us everything. Firstly, it showed you your debt to sins. Your debt to sins. So God's always wondering, why do you still do as though you're struggling with sin? You're no longer in a battle with sin. You are dead to sin. It has no effect on you. 2 Corinthians 3. Verse 18. You're dead to sins. Then he says, you are alive to God. So you can't say, I don't know what to do. How can you not know what to do? You are alive to God. He becomes the air that you breathe. Because you live inside of him. Then he tells you, by whose stripes ye are what? Healed. Healed. I read a story of a man who was working in a refinery. Alright? and then he started coughing. And while this was years ago, 1960 something, and while he was coughing, he smokes. Okay, so he told his wife that, oh, he will just cut the smoking and start taking cough, you know, syrup, and it will be fine. After stopping the smoking and taking cough syrup, it grew worse. Okay, so he went to the doctor. They tried to find out what was wrong with him. They said tuberculosis, but it was not tuberculosis. Okay, and he was still getting worse. Until, you know, one of the doctors asked him what he did, and he said, "Oh, he works in a refinery, okay, and they mix stuffs together. So he must have inhaled some of the alkali fumes, and it did something to his lungs. He had emphysema. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
And the difficulty in emphysema is in breathing out. Nah, don't worry, I'm okay with you. Okay, so calm down. All right. So he had difficulty in exhaling. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
He was about to die. He couldn't do anything anymore. He was losing weight. Okay, he was losing weight terribly. He was coughing from 7 p.m. to 1 a.m. He would shake and he would sweat. Praise God. His wife would have to change his bedspread 6 times because of the sweat. Now, if you lose all that sweat and you still cannot breathe, will you survive? No. So he went for some healing meetings and nothing happened, but he heard God's word in those meetings. Are we together? So one day his wife went out because he had to have money. His sickness was taking their money. Praise God. So his wife had to do some job. So she went out to do the job. And that day he was terribly sick. So when his wife went out, he said, he sat down. Are we together? He sat down and he said, "This is the time to take God at his word." This is exactly what he said. He said, "By whose stripes ye were healed." He said, "I'm going to take God by his word." And he said, "Lord, I've seen you heal others. I believe I'm healed." He said, really, that happened. That split second, he felt a deadly feeling in his chest, like he was about to die. Do you understand? And so he rushed to the sink, the bedroom sink, and out of his mouth came liquid enough to fill a glass. When he raised up his head, he was breathing so perfectly. He was healed. Totally. He said to the preacher lady, because that's where he heard it, he said, he seemed that all God was waiting for him to do was to take a hold of that word. Praise God. This is all God was waiting for him to do. I think about in the book earlier, our son was reading his book. Alright? On healing. Reading the book. She was crippled. Reading the book. She continued reading the book. She had stood up. And she didn't even recognize it. Praise God. But taking God at his word. In other words, what you see in the mirror is the real you. Are we together? The real you. It says, "By whose stripes they were healed." There's some of us here. I said some verse 3 verse 18, right? Yeah, but that one is on another level. So I'll keep it to upper week. Okay? Now there's some of us here. You've had some pain in your body. Okay? But you didn't consider it anything. Have you ever gotten that feeling? Have you ever felt headache before? That it's like your brain was shaking inside your head. Has that happened to you before?
Yes.
You said?
Yes,
sir. You said yes? Has that happened to you before? Like, you have to hold your head because it's shaking. Praise God. And then you're not even double, you know, the first time it could be tumor. Tumor. Throwing all the wrong things at you. Now, how many of you went to the doctor because of that thing? Let me see your hand. How many of you did self-medication? That means you knew the drugs to use because of that pain. Can I see your hand? Come on. Can I see your hand? Great. How many of you did not do anything about it and it went? Can I see your hand? Okay. But nobody went to the doctor asking for surgery. Alright? You didn't go and say, "Doctor, open my head. Something is happening inside. Is that what happened?" You know, if you are going to do that, and the doctor actually open your head, there will be a problem. Praise God. But you did nothing of sorts, and it went away. It came to what? Pass. Now I'm talking about the Christian. The unbeliever, the Bible says he's dead already. Okay? I'm talking about the Christian. So for you as a child of God, you have to learn to stick with God, what God has said in the mirror. Okay? If you feel something in your body, your first response should not be, hey, I'm feeling typhoid. I've never heard people say that before. Why are you feeling typhoid? Why? These are great things to feel. I feel good. Praise God. Alright? Someone says this season, the thing in my body is that this Hamatan season now, you see now, I'm not going to go to work again. I will start getting cold. Oh, you see me wrong things. You see, every time the time comes like this, I become useless. Well, that's a gift from God. Uselessness during Hamatan. When you can say something better, say every time Hamatan, this is a period, money just comes to me. Is that not better? Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise God.
What is anything that I people they fall down? But why? Why can't you say anything about this topic? They give you money. So I said, no, that's like witchcraft. No, but you see, saying the right things. So as a Christian, you don't respond anti what God what has said. Okay? You don't say, I'm feeling this pain again, no. You know, I had surgery there. If you had surgery there before you were born again, he says, if any man be in Christ, he's a what? New creature. All things. All sickness. Praise God. All infection. Gone. All genotype. Gone. How can a Christian be essence? The Bible says you were born again. Not by blood. Or by the will of man. But by what? The will of God. But by God. That means, you know what God did? He separated you from the effect of blood disease and all of that. Has no effect on you. When a man dies, his spirit goes. Do you know that there's still blood in that body when he dies? That means the blood was not him. If the blood was not him, the blood cannot kill him. And this is a thing that are stubborn. Everybody died in the crash, but then 7 years on, they refused to die. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Why? Because the truth of the matter is, because of this, you know, your body is destroyed. Doesn't mean your spirit has to leave the body. You can choose to stay. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Now, I'm talking about you as a Christian. Stick with God's mirror. Stay with it. Stop, you know, some people, their second address is a hospital. Every little thing, they went to the doctor. You know people like that? They smell like drugs. They have the both natural and unnatural. Praise God. And they have drugs all around. Every little thing. They're the doctor. Well, no. Nigerians don't do doctor. We do nurse. Alright? Or pharmacist. So they're the pharmacist. They're the nurse. Every little thing. When you get born again, he says, yeah, the Lord, heal. Do you know whatever will ever get to you in terms of sickness, God already saw it coming. He saw it before it came to you. And after he saw it coming, he healed you of it. Praise God. So before it came to you, it's already gone. And so that should be your mindset. I was healed. I live in health. You see that? I live in health. If I felt a pain, praise God. And the way you talk matters. Learn to talk with God. If you felt a pain, for example, the Bible says Jesus walked and he was tired. Alright? So he sat down by the well. So Jesus felt tired. Praise God. He didn't say he was useless. Is that what happened? No. At the well, he was still preaching. He was not useless. He felt tired. So if you felt a pain in your head, it's a feeling. Praise God. It's a feeling. You know what happens to feeling? They go. Your feeling is not you. Have you ever felt angry before? But you know you're not an angry person. Right? So that feeling was what? Momentary. If you go, praise God.
Hallelujah.
Yeah. So if you feel something, don't say, sickness has come, or sickness has come. No, change the way you talk. Begin to talk according to the mirror. He has said, so that you may boldly what? Say. So now that you've seen in the mirror that you were healed, you boldly say, I live in hell. Praise God. No sickness can ever bring me down. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Yeah. You begin to talk like that. When I was 7, and I remember this, one day I felt that headache that your head, your brain is shaking inside your head. Alright? And so that was rainy season. Okay? And then the mosquitoes in my room, they had this special gift of reproduction. Alright, they were just multiplying. Okay? And so someone had said, get a net. Get a net. And I said, okay. But I didn't get the net. So, 3 days later, I woke up and here I am, like this. Then I thought, ha, you know, and it's so terrible. You know, sometimes it's good to preach, or you're preaching, it seems that easy. Alright? But when you get to the real thing, man, the head was about to fall off. So I remember that period. I was lying down. Alright? Then I knew something, praise God. I knew at that time that every feeling comes to pass. Are we together? You see, I didn't recognize it as a sickness. It was a feeling. So when I teach you these things, it's not that, you know, I'm just saying it. This is my experience. So you know what I did? The pain would come, I'll put my head on the ground, on the tile. Now, I didn't know why I was doing that. I have to do something to the head, okay? So I'll put the head on the ground. Is that the day you go, then I'll bring it up again. When you come again, I'll put the head on the ground. I mean that, listen, one of us will have to give way. Alright? Either the thing kills me or it will go. I know for sure that one day I will wake up and there won't be anything anymore. How many of those have happened before? Praise God. Right? Come on, are we together? It has happened before. So I knew that this pain, you know, I couldn't even think that the pain killed me, so you mean I would die because of this thing. No way. So I stayed there. I woke up. You know what? The next evening, I was okay. Who won? I did. Who lost? That is the spirit. Come, praise God.
Hallelujah.
So your feelings come to go. So because you felt something in your stomach, praise God, doesn't mean you have stomach ulcer or stomach cancer. Oh, my sister has that, but that's what it's doing me right now. You don't even check it. No, someone goes to go and say, doctor, check my stomach for fibroids. Check it. You know you see it. Praise God. If you felt a pain, and the devil comes and tells you that the fibroid, first the devil out, second, go and take coke. Praise God. Drink coke. Eat your favorite food, then sleep. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Are we together?
Yes,
be happy. The Bible says a merry heart is like medicine. Make yourself happy. You like ice cream before, go and buy that ice cream.
Hallelujah.
Right? Learn to treat yourself. When I mean treat, I don't mean medicine. I mean take yourself out. The money you are saving. The money you are saving, I can't treat every day. Every day, half pot of beans and bread. Every day. And you not buy the ice cream. What are you saving the money for? Until your family force you to use that money to buy drugs. No. Be happy. 5 days a week. Drink dairy. Saturday. Take chicken and cheese. Praise God. Hallelujah. Yeah. But stay with God's meal. Okay? Are we together?
Yes, Pastor.
Yeah. I should feel the pain. Yeah, I'm not talking as though I don't know these things feel, they are painful. Alright? So that is your own bed. And the pain is strong. But you know what? I'm not sick. And then you say, you're about to die and say, not me. That's why your mouth should be shut. I shall not die for you. Alright, but you say, I'm not sick. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
You say, how is he doing me? He says, he's doing me like righteousness. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
So you feel the pain. But you know what? Always remember you're a victor. This pain will not be strong enough for you to change your confession. No way. No way. You're stronger than the pain. You know that, right? You're stronger than the pain. So you must feel it. Remember what I just said. Either the pain kills you or you kill it. And you're bigger than that pain, it will die. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
So you don't give in. You don't start saying that, sickness. No. No. You maintain your confession. You know what? You will win. There is no man that has stood on God's word and lost. It's impossible. It's like saying God lost. And you know what? God is God. And they're trying to say, don't be proud, you're not God. But he is God. He can be proud, 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 proud. And he will never let his name be put to shame. So stay there and stay on God's word. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Say, I live in hell.
I live in hell.
Say like you. Say, I live in hell.
I live in hell.
Is that true?
Yes.
Say, I don't get sick.
I don't
get sick.
Say,
I'm a victor.
I'm a victor.
I'm an overcomer.
I'm an overcomer.
I win every time.
I win every time.
Say,
this body
is for the glory of God.
It's for the glory of God.
Everything about me
is
for the glory of God.
My life
is an example
of what it means
to live in hell
constantly,
forever. Is that true?
Yes.
All right, go ahead and talk to the Lord. Thank you.